Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Kristen Livinga from Parkway Playhouse.
You guys have got it going on in April. What's happening?
We do. We have a couple of performances coming up from our junior performers, actually. So we have the kids getting ready for the stage, which is so exciting. First up, we have our improv comedy troupe. So if you're looking for some laughs, we have our high school troupe called Get the Hook coming April 13th and 14th at 7 o'clock. And so what they do is they get suggestions from the audience and they improvise games based on those suggestions. So every show is different. If you've seen them perform before, come again because it's going to be a different show.
On the main stage?
It'll be on the main stage at Parkway. We practice once a week and I swear it's my favorite part of the week because they make me laugh so hard.
Now, these are all either high school or riding around high school age.
Yeah, they're high school. So we have three of them are at Mountain Heritage High School, and then there's actually one of them who is homeschooled. That's how she met them, is through the Playhouse. Not only is the Playhouse a great place to get together and perform, but you can make friends that you wouldn't have otherwise bumped into.
And this is something that the improv thing and the whole comedy thing, it's something that's fairly new. You've not been doing it that long.
It's around 2 years, maybe two and a half.
It's been such a great opportunity for those young folks to show their talent and really have a great time. And the folks that see it just love them.
Yeah, they're themselves. They're bringing their own humor to the stage. I can't teach them how to do that. They just come to the stage and are putting themselves out there with their senses of humor. And it's sometimes the things that come out of their mouth, I am not even expecting it. And I will laugh so hard that I start snorting. I mean, really, it's my favorite part of the week is to be with them. They're so funny.
Yeah. You do some improv classes. Is that going on right now or is that at a different time of the year?
With the Parkway Playhouse Junior Conservatory program, I offer an improv for teenagers class. And actually, the students who go through that class are the ones who I'm looking at to have them join the performance troupe afterwards.
Yeah.
That's how I basically supplement the troupe. I do it with the students who come in take my class, which is awesome for me because it makes it very easy for me to keep the troupe going when these kids are graduating out of high school.
If you want to be a part of that, I'd say there's a little information somewhere on the website. Tell them what to do.
Sure, yeah. You can check out the website, parkwayplayhouse.com. We have all of the information on there regarding Parkway Playhouse Junior Conservatory with the classes that we offer, as well as the performances that are coming up for Get the Hook. All of that stuff is on there.
So Get the Hook, again, is going to be at the Parkway Playhouse.
It's going to be April 13th and 14th at 7, and tickets are $5 at the door. So
can't beat that.
Exactly.
A lot of fun. That'll be the best $5 you've spent any time soon, so be sure to check it out. So now the junior program is, what are they doing this time?
The weekend after that, we have Fiddler on the Roof Junior.
Really?
We do. So that'll be the next weekend. It's April 20th and 21st at 6, and then the 22nd at 3. Those kids are just, it's really funny because a lot of what I see us doing at Parkway with the junior is the really lighthearted comedy musicals that are over the top Disney, things like that. And they have stepped into this role of telling a different kind of story. They're coming at it so professionally and they're so serious with it. And some of these scenes are really, it's a little bit more dramatic than what they're used to. And they are just coming in at like 110%. It's going to be a great performance.
Well, that really is. A lot of times you do the various Disney Junior and the Disney stuff and some of the fun stuff, dinosaurs and all that stuff. So Fiddler on the Roof Junior, that really sounds like that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I know. And it's a great way to introduce them to the classic.
What age group will be in Fiddler?
Those students are ages 8 to 18, actually. So there's some, exactly, 8-year-olds doing Fiddler on the Roof Junior.
Well, I was thinking, that's just the older ones. They're just using the, it's a great experience for them, and it will be for the audience. So tell us when that is again.
So again, that is April 20th and 21st at 6, and then April 22nd at 3.
Well, that is great. Main stage will be starting up one of these first days. When does it fire up?
May 5th is going to be opening night for Blythe Spirit. So it's coming fast.
It cannot be that it's less than a month till the main stage season starts, but it is. Isn't that amazing? Well, lots going on at the Parkway Playhouse. If you ever want to know what's going on, a good place to start is that website.
Absolutely.
Just look at parkwayplayhouse.com and then figure out where you can be a part of it.
Exactly.
Looking forward to seeing all this. Good luck, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Our guest today, Kristen Livinggood from the Parkway Playhouse. Kristen, always good to talk with you. Thanks for stopping by. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.